In today's episode, we're tackling a question that's probably buzzing in your head right now. Bitcoin's just zoomed past the $70,000 mark. Is it finally my turn to jump on the crypto bandwagon? With all the hype and headlines, it's easy to get caught up in the crypto craze. But is now really the right time to dive into this deep, unpredictable water of Bitcoin and its fellow cryptocurrencies? We're here to untangle the web of crypto, the good, the bad, the volatile. By the end of our chat today, you'll have a clearer picture of whether it's wise to invest, how to do it safely if you decide to, and how to approach this digital gold rush with a balanced, informed mindset. So let's dive into this world of cryptocurrencies and unravel this digital mystery together. Let's jump in.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror. Financial Mirror. Where future success is reflected in our knowledge of fixing the one thing we can control, ourselves.
Welcome to the Financial Mirror, and thanks for joining me today as we continue to work to improve the one thing we can control, ourselves. Here at the Financial Mirror, it's not about the numbers and spreadsheets alone, but about transforming and educating you on money so that you can make smarter financial decisions. If this is the first time you're joining in, don't forget to hit subscribe on YouTube to be notified of all the new episodes as they release. Don't forget to hit follow on Rumble just to get notified there if you're watching on Rumble now. If you're listening on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. If you're on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, leave that 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more listeners. So today we are diving into this very, very dynamic world of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. For the bulk of this episode, I'm going to talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin's something that everyone has heard of, or you're slightly familiar with, whether you know how to invest in it, you are invested in it, whatever. Beside the point, you've probably heard of it, and Bitcoin has broke the $70,000 mark, and that kind of was the segue into this discussion. Is now the time to invest in this cryptocurrency world, right? There's opportunities that are very vast, and there's also some risks that are equally formidable. But the thing is that I wanted to do an episode because not a lot of people invest in cryptocurrencies. If I went around the room and asked, 10 people in a room, and this is totally my own statistic with no, factual evidence that says this is true or not true, but let's go with that as true. If I went around the room and I said, how many people here invest in Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies or are considering it, I don't think there would be more than two. I'm thinking like 20% is probably a good estimate of how many people are actually investing or invested in cryptocurrencies. So with the 70,000 mark kind of being broken by Bitcoin, does that mean that more of the same people are purchasing, or are we starting to see more people purchasing, meaning additional buyers now wanting to get invested into Bitcoin? Well, there's, tons of, people out there that are saying one way or the other, but what we can see is that many are rushing into this digital gold rush. And it's crucial that you have the knowledge to kind of go about and navigate those waters with some optimism and slightly a little bit of caution. But what I wanted to talk about today is, if you should, first off, is it time to get started in the cryptocurrency market? And if it is, how do you do it safely? So I'm kind of leading the witness here because maybe it is time, but I'm not going to lead the witness too much because that's not entirely true that it is time. Okay. So now you're really confused, and that's where I want to keep you, because I want you to enjoy the episode. I want you to get something out of it. I kind of don't want it to go ready, aim, shoot. And you know exactly where I'm hitting the rest of this episode at, but I do want you to know that, I personally, this is my personal stance on cryptocurrencies, and I always like to kind of start off with my personal stance, so you kind of have an idea of where I'm coming from throughout the rest of this episode. I see an immense potential in cryptocurrencies. Okay? I see an immense potential in cryptocurrencies. I'm also mindful of their current volatility, and when we look at them from a sense of, can these be a actual currency? The volatility is what keeps me from saying yes. Do I think that they are a decent investment? Maybe. But I do see potential with cryptocurrencies as a currency and as an investment. Okay, so I'm going to get into the details of that and kind of unpack a little bit of what that means. But my goal today is not to sway you towards or away from cryptocurrencies. But what I wanted to do is provide you some informed insights so you can make decisions that best suit your financial situation. And just want to remind you that the discussion here is for informational purposes. I'm not giving you financial advice. I'm not telling you to go out and, you know, take a second mortgage on your home and buy a bunch of cryptocurrency. It's not what I'm telling you to do. I'm just here trying to provide some information so that you can apply, you know, whatever aspect of this is applicable to your life, that you can reflect on that, assess that, and then you make that decision for yourself, not with my advice. This is not me giving you financial advice. So I encourage you to think about this in your own life. Everyone's experience and where they're at in their finances is a little different. So be sure to kind of look at that for yourself. The other thing I did want to do is I want to encourage listeners, because I am going to be talking about cryptocurrencies, and many people have different takes on cryptocurrencies. Maybe you've had bad experiences with them. Maybe you have really good experiences that you know of people, or maybe yourself have had good experience. Please, I encourage you to share those thoughts, share any questions that you have during this episode, and I will try to get to all of them that I can. But I encourage you to kind of share your own thoughts as well. Maybe it's just sharing it with other listeners that are reading the comments section. But if you've had good experiences, or you know people with good experiences, or maybe you've had the bad experiences, share those. That's always helpful for other listeners. So let's start off. I kind of wanted to first kind of lay the land for those that are not familiar with cryptocurrencies. I'm not going to sit here and bore you with like ones and zeros of how to properly secure your cryptocurrency and all these other, you know, aspects and things. But what I did want to do is start off is by just kind of laying the groundwork for what are cryptocurrencies. Well, simply put, they are digital or virtual currencies. They use this thing called cryptography for security. And they are basically virtual money. Okay, let's just call it that. I like to kind of keep this kind of basic. I'm not here to get all technical on you. I want to better, you know, take away from, I don't want to take away from the message just by getting too technical. So understand that it's just like a virtual currency. Like it's virtual money, but it has value, right? I mean, the Bitcoin market hit 70K. So it has value. Like you could sell that 70,000 USD, US dollar is what that's one Bitcoin is worth. So, it has value. It has, so don't think it's virtual money as like it's fake. It has true value, but what, you know, what the idea of cryptocurrency is kind of like moving away from traditional banking systems, right? You think back to like gold standards. You think back to where banks were required to hold on to even a certain percentage of the money that they were, you know, given ownership of. Like if I took $100 into the bank and was like, here, I'm depositing this $100. Like there was basic principles out there that the bank would hold on to a certain percentage of that. And we kind of got away from that. So let's just say like you took $100 into the bank and all of a sudden they go out and they invest it, right? Cause they're going to make money. They're going to use all the money that you are depositing. It's not like they hold your $100 bill until you're ready for it. That'd be nice, but they go out and invest it. And their idea here is that they're going to have your money when you're ready for it. But let's just say they only keep 20% of it. right? And then the bank collapses and they don't have enough money to cover you, right? And then I know people are going to go in the comment section, well, that's where the federal government jumps in, the FDIC, they give you your $100,000. Beside the point, let's say it all collapses. The whole point of virtual digital currency, cryptocurrencies, is that it moves away from that traditional banking system. It moves toward more of a decentralized form of currency and in trying to unlock a little bit more security and around money. Okay. So that's kind of the gist. That's kind of the gist of what cryptocurrency is. And that's all I really want to go into in terms of what it is, why it's important, kind of the mindset behind it. Now, this $70,000 milestone is pretty huge, right? Because I remember when Bitcoin had just broke 40,000, big deal. Then we broke 50,000, and then we broke 60,000, and we kind of busted through 60,000 not too long ago, and then we jump all the way, and now we're past 70,000. Like, this it's moving pretty quickly, relative. And that is a big thing. That is a big deal because it's showing a little more confidence from people that are investors or really interested in using Bitcoin as a currency in the future. It's really starting to show a little more confidence in people. Right? Because before, like, if I threw out and said, hey, like, we're going to be paying in Bitcoin in 2 years, people would like scoff at me and think I'm crazy and I'm so futuristic and that'll never happen. And let me keep investing in my 401k with my US dollars and like get on with your crazy nonsense. Right? Like, people would think that I was nuts if I was like, yeah, we'll be on Bitcoin in 2 years. But I think that we are kind of getting to a point where it's people are more confident in it. And this $70,000 mark kind of laid that framework, that foundation. But right now, I just want to say this before I kind of move into should you or should you not invest in it. What I want to tell you is that there's not a ton of real life application and uses of cryptocurrencies currently as we speak, in terms of like buying power. Like, you're not logging into Amazon and buying things with cryptocurrency. Tell me, maybe by the time you watch this episode, like, you can, but that's not really a thing that you're doing as of yet. You would need to sell your cryptocurrency, convert it to your US dollar, and then purchase, or whatever currency you're using, and then purchase, right? So I want to say that because I want you to understand, as I'm going through this, I want you to understand that we're not there quite yet to have it as a currency, but I'm not saying that we'll never get there, okay? Because I'm going back to my initial stance that I wanted to kind of tell you about is I do see immense potential in cryptocurrencies, right? I do see immense potential in cryptocurrencies. I just like to be realistic with where we're at right now versus where we could see us in the future. So what about cryptocurrencies from an investment perspective? Cryptocurrency has emerged here recently, and I'm, when I say recently, I mean like very recently, as a true investment like asset class, right? Cryptocurrencies have switched from this very like niche like digital phenomenon to like it is like now an asset class that is looked at across the investment world. Like, you're hearing more people say invest in cryptocurrency, invest in Bitcoin, whatever. And I do think that it kind of flows in with like stocks, bonds, gold, and now you have cryptocurrency, right? Like what can you do with gold, or what can you do with bonds if nobody wants them, right? They're worth nothing. They're worth absolutely nothing. What can you do with cryptocurrency if nobody wants it? It's worth nothing. The difference or the similarity between all this is that stocks, bonds, gold, and cryptocurrency, people all are showing that they do want it. They do. Bitcoin just hit over 70,000, right? Like, people are showing that they want it. So don't let anybody confuse you and tell you that nobody cares about crypto. The price would not continue to rise if nobody cared about it. So it is an asset class. It is an investment asset class that we care about. The thing that makes it more volatile, right, is that, and what we have to keep in mind when we think about cryptocurrency is that it's volatile, but it's more important that it doesn't really have the history that gold and stocks and bonds have. I mean, when you look at like the overall stock market and you compare that to the cryptocurrency looks like an IPO, right? Like, it looks like the initial public offering of this like new thing, right? So it's still really, really new in terms of investments. And now we've moved into the world of, you know, there's ETFs, there's exchange traded funds that are cryptocurrency based. And that's a big thing, because that's providing more access to investing in cryptocurrency. But the key point that I wanted to make when we think about it from an investment perspective is that it is another component that you can diversify into. It's another component that you can diversify into. You're investing in stocks, you're investing in bonds, you're investing in gold, you're investing in real estate, you're investing in all of these things. Cryptocurrency is another asset class that you have the capability to invest in, right? Like, it's just something else to invest in. Could it lose value? Sure. But could your real estate lose value? Yes. Can your stock lose value? Yes. Can your bonds lose value? Yes. Gold? Yes. I mean, can we keep going? Yes. But the thing is that don't get it confused. When cryptocurrency loses value, because it doesn't have the history, because people don't look at it the same currently, people are going to look at it and be like, yeah, dude, you're just crazy. You know, I could have told you not to invest in Bitcoin, right? Like, it's not even a real thing, right? It's fake. It's fake money. We've heard it all. The thing is that it just doesn't have the history. If someone told you that, if your gold account went down and you, people would look at you and be like, oh, it'll come back. Don't worry. Like, I mean, it always has come back, right? Because like, there's something else to look at. Cryptocurrency, we can't see that yet. We can't see it yet. But we have seen some supports and resistances broken and held up. And we're still at 70K, right? So I'm here to tell you that it is a valid investment class. It's another spot for you to diversify. And now I'm going to get kind of to the question of, Should you? Well, as I talk about with every other type of investment, the first thing when I'm answering the should you, right? Because I've told you what it is. We've talked about how it is a valid asset class. It has the same narrative that we can apply to stocks, bonds, whatever else. Should you invest? I want to stress the importance of you looking at your own financial stability before considering any investment, to include cryptocurrencies. So you need to first take a thorough personal risk assessment of your own financial life and understand that when you're investing, especially with IPOs, and I'm just calling it that. I'm not knocking Bitcoin. It does have history. Let's be honest. It has almost a decade of history, if not over a decade. I'll double check myself. But it has a ton of history. It's just in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't have the history that other asset classes have. Okay. We just don't have the data to support that. So I'm just telling you that it does come with a little more risk than the other, but with more risk comes potentially more reward, right? So I think that it's something that if you are currently in a good position to put some money into other, like diversifying, like you're at that point, I think cryptocurrency is a spot that you could start to put some of your money. I think debt is the barrier to investment. I think that if you have debt in your life, you should first get a strategy around reducing your debt, getting out of debt, and then start to put 15% towards retirement or putting 15% towards, you know, your investments, specifically towards retirement. And if you have a little bit of extra money that you want to throw at crypto, cool, go for it. Go for it. I'm not going to knock you. Go for it. But first, take care of yourself with investments that do have history. I would say that. I would say get out of debt first and foremost. Don't start investing in these in highly volatile markets when you're in debt, right? You're already in the hole in terms of I'm not going to say you. I've at times on some episodes I'll come out and say like, yeah, you have a negative net worth. That's not really true, but it kind of is true. Like if your net worth is 100,000 and you have 90,000 in debt, or you have 100,000 in assets and you have 90,000 in debt, you have a $10,000 net worth, right? But you have $100,000 in assets. Get yourself to where you can take on the full response. Like you have a net worth of your total asset class, like all of your asset classes together, right? Don't have debt taking away from your total net worth. So get out of debt, be debt free, invest into a retirement account, 15% that's going to go towards your future, and let the cryptocurrency be icing on the cake. Don't let that be your main investment piece. Don't let that be your main investment vehicle. Okay. So the other thing that I would tell you is, you know, this is more of a secondary investment. It shouldn't be your primary investment. It just, like I said, it just doesn't have the history. I'm not saying that it's not going to turn out good for you. If you're investing in cryptocurrency solely, I'm not telling you it's not going to turn out good for you. It may. You may come back and blow it all in my face that says, you know, like you made a killing because of it. I'm not going to say, you know, that I'm wrong either at that point. What I'm telling you is that if you want to take on the extra risk, that's your call. What I'm saying is that there are better investments that have, there are, I'm not going to say better investments. There are investments that have more history where we can have a more predictable outcome. And so that's where I would say start out with that investment. Let that be your primary investment going towards retirement, going towards building your wealth. Let this be that secondary investment asset class that you enjoy, you invest in, and you think highly of, and you think it's going to grow. Great. Let it. And I think it will. But don't let it be your primary asset class, okay? So big thing for safely investing in cryptocurrencies, if this is something that you're not familiar with, prepare for market fluctuations. Set realistic expectations with yourself. It's going to go up. It's going to come down. That's just markets in general. It's not the crypto market that's different. That's just markets in general. So understand that there's a longer term perspective when we think about any type of investment, and cryptocurrency is absolutely no different. The other thing that I would talk about with this is that there are ETFs out there. Cryptocurrency ETFs they differ from like cryptocurrency investments, right? And I do want to highlight that there's pros with the crypto ETFs in that they're easy to buy into, trade. It's a familiar format for investing, right? Like you probably buy ETFs already. If you invest in like the SPY for the S&P 500, that's an ETF. So you're buying into ETFs fairly easily. You can do the same with cryptocurrency. It's made up of cryptocurrencies. So when you buy into it, it follows the crypto market, right? So if the market goes up, it goes up. The bad part about it though is that if you're going at it for use as a digital currency in the future, you don't own cryptocurrency if you are bought into an ETF. You don't actually accrue the digital currency. So just keep that in mind. ETFs are a great way to just get your feet wet with, you know, getting some confidence in cryptocurrencies, but you're not actually buying like Bitcoin. Like you won't actually own any Bitcoin if you go the ETF route. So just remember that direct investment into cryptocurrencies will allow you to buy and actually own the coins, the actual currency, and you'll need to go through some type of reputable exchange to do that and set up your digital wallet, all those type of things to go about it that way. Go with a reputable company that is highly reputable in terms of the market, and don't get yourself in a bad situation when it comes to investing in cryptocurrency. Okay, so a lot of good businesses out there. Find a reputable company, do your research, make sure that you are safely investing, and use this more as a diversification with crypto investments other than a primary investment. Okay, so that's what I really wanted to cover today. Is kind of just lay out that cryptocurrency is a form of investing. It's another asset class to invest in. And I kind of preluded to it at the beginning, and I do want to like highlight this. As I said, is now the time to get started investing in cryptocurrency, right? That was the question I started with. And I hope that you got my answer, is that it's not that that now is the time. It's that it's a month ago was the time. 6 months ago was the time. 12 months ago was the time. Like next month is the time. Like it's not about like trying to time the market, just like it's not about trying to time the cryptocurrency market. If you want to start investing in cryptocurrency and you're out of debt, A, and B, you're already investing into another primary investment account, Now absolutely could be the time that you start to diversify and get your money investing somewhere else into another asset class. If you're not out of debt, now's the time to focus on getting out of debt. If you're not already putting 15% into a retirement account, now's the time to start putting money into your retirement account. If you're doing those things, last month was a good time to start. Next month's a good time to start. The biggest thing is just if it's something you're interested in, go for it. If you're ready to start trying to build wealth in other areas, go for it. It is a time. It is a time to start helping try to build wealth. Just know that the future of cryptocurrency is it's going to be driven a lot by mainstream adoption and stabilization. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for it to stabilize a little bit and start to be adopted a little bit more. But it's just another place to invest your money. So if it's something that you're interested in, if it's something that you want to get started on, go for it. Find a reputable company. Go straight to buying from a cryptocurrency exchange. Get your digital wallet set up. If you want to just get started, cryptocurrency ETF is a great way just to get started, build some confidence, to start to see some returns on cryptocurrency, and then move into actual owning cryptocurrency in the future. So I hope that you enjoyed the episode. I hope that you got something out of it, because I do know that more and more people are asking about it. More and more people are seeing these headlines like, oh, we broke 70,000. Look at all the money you could have made if you had invested in 2010 or all these other things, right? So just know that if you're doing all those other things, now's the time you could invest in it. If you want to first get out of debt, like I said, or you need to start investing your 15%, do those first and then start investing. But all in all, it is a chance to build wealth somewhere else. So that's all I got to say on it. I do hope that you got something out of it. I hope you found some way to make this applicable to your life, and get started with another place to build wealth. If you are ready to take control of your finances, ensure you're on the right path to your financial goals, or you just need someone to sit down with you and help build a personal plan for financial freedom, a financial coach may just be what you need. Go to thefinancialmirror.org, hit book now, and schedule your free consultation today. If you do want to give extra dose of support to the stream, head over to the merch page, thefinancialmirror.org/shop, pick you up some awesome financial mirror gear. I truly appreciate everyone tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share this episode. If you are listening on a podcast platform of your choice, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and a written comment, as both go a long way in getting this information out to more listeners. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope that you got something out of it. Like I said, share it with your friends, family members, coworkers, and get started investing. If it's something that you're interested in, cryptocurrency is I do think it has a future. It just needs some time for adoption and stabilization. But like I said, out of debt, already investing into a primary investment, then get started. So have a great week. Until next week, continue improving the one thing you can control, yourself. Peace.
Well, that wraps up today's Financial Mirror. Join us next week as we continue to work on ourselves, change our mentality, and to commit to achieving the success we always envisioned. Regardless of your platform, help us grow as a community. Please like, subscribe, and share with the people in your lives.